Nav Medio Com Instruction 3141.2 Alpha Surface Weather Observation Procedures Comprehensive Audio Study Guide Copyright Navy BMR.com Chapter 1 Introduction 1. Which publication prescribes surface weather observing standards and procedures applicable to Navy and Marine Corps activities engaged in observing and coding surface weather reports at fixed and mobile shore sites? Nav Medio Com Instruction 3141.2 Alpha. 2. Which publication prescribes surface weather observing standards for all U.S. federal agencies engaged in taking and reporting surface weather observations in support of aviation operations? Federal Meteorological Handbook No. 1, Foxtrot Mike Hotel 1. Chapter 2, Observation Program General Procedures. 1. Which term indicates reported weather information was determined visually by METOC personnel or by weather sensing equipment? Observed. 2. Which type of observation is defined as a measurement or evaluation, manual, automated, or augmented, of one or more meteorological elements that describe the state of the atmosphere at the location where the observation is taken? Surface weather. 3. Which type of observation is defined as any automated observation containing data that has been modified or containing data that has been added by a human observer? Augmented. 4. Which time is defined as the time in the 0° meridian time zone used on all transmitted data? Coordinated Universal Time, Uniform Tango Charlie. 5. An aircraft mishap is an unplanned event or series of events, emergency, involving an aircraft that includes one or more of how many items? 3. 6. How many generic types of stations take surface weather observations? 4. 7. Which type of surface weather observation station is an activity where certified weather observers are responsible for observing, evaluating, and preparing the observation? Manual. 8. The term METOC service standards refers to how many levels of detail in weather observations and personnel manning at sites where there is an ASOS. 4. 9. Which METOC service standards level is defined as a completely automated service in which the ASOS observation constitutes the entire observation, that is, no additional weather information is added by a human observer? Level D, Delta. 10. Which METOC service standards level consists of the ASOS and a human observer who is present during peak traffic hours and adds information to the automated observation? Level C, Charlie. Chapter 3, ASOS Automated Observations. 1. Doppler weather radar routinely updates its data sets once every how many minutes? 5 to 6. 2. Weather satellites provide new information once every how many minutes? 15 to 30. 3. What is the primary surface weather observing system used in the United States and at selected naval overseas sites? ASOS, Alpha Sierra, Oscar Sierra. 4. Approximately how many ASOSs do the Navy and Marine Corps own? 65. 5. How many main components does the ASOS consist of? 3. 6. How many basic complements of sensors does the ASOS consist of? 9. 7. ASOS sensors are cited in accordance with guidance stated in which publication? FCM Sierra 4, 1987, Foxtrot Charlie Mike Sierra 4, 1987. 8. What is the central processing unit for the ASOS? Acquisition Control Unit, Alpha Charlie Uniform. 9. Which ASOS component is an interactive device that allows the operator to review, edit, generate, and monitor the processing of weather data, including the METAR and SPECI observations? Operator Interface Device, Oscar India Delta. 10. How many user levels are available to the operator when signing onto the ASOS system via the Operator Interface Device? 4. Chapter 4, Augmentation of ASOS Observations. 1. What is the process of adding data to an automated observation that is beyond the sensing capabilities of the system or correcting automated data based on personal observation of the elements? Augmentation. 2. ASOS observations will be augmented continuously at how many types of METOC service level stations when routine flight operations are occurring. 3. ASOS does not sense which type of activity. Tornadic. 4. A thunderstorm is considered to end how many minutes after the last occurrence? 15. 5. What is defined as precipitation falling from clouds but not reaching the ground? Virga. 6. ASOS senses lightning generally only out to how many miles when equipped with a lightning sensor? 10. 7. Dust, sand, spray, and smoke, obstructions not sensed by ASOS, shall be added to the obstructions and present weather if they reduce visibility to below how many SM? 7. 8. Cloud layers above how many feet, height, and amount shall be reported? 12,000. 9. A tower visibility report shall be made by the ATC personnel notifying the observer whenever the visibility is less than how many miles? 4. 10. Which ASOS system screen is the starting point when performing all procedures? 1 minute. Chapter 5. Backup Observation Procedures for ASOS. 1. A list of backup equipment required for all METOC service level A, B, or C stations is provided in which publication? NAV METOC COM Instruction 13950.1. 2. There is no backup equipment for the observation of how many items? 3. What is the ASOS maintenance indicator symbol that is created by turning off report processing? The dollar sign. 4. To perform backup duties, the observer shall remain aware of current weather conditions and any element being reported by automatic sensor system. In the case of conflicting responsibilities or tasks, the observer shall use the posted duty priorities to determine which takes precedence, with the highest priority being what? Safety of flight. 5. Backup observations shall be recorded on which form? CNMOC 3140/12, Charlie November Mike Oscar Charlie 3140/12. Chapter 6. Manual Observations. 1. Up to how many steps can be involved in the manual observation process? 3. 2. How many types of weather elements must be observed and scientifically evaluated during the manual observation process? 8. 3. Observers shall monitor weather conditions via which type of watch? Weather. 4. How many major types of surface weather observation reports satisfy the requirements for aviation weather? 2. 5. What is the primary observation code used in the United States to satisfy requirements for reporting surface meteorological data? Aviation Routine Weather Reports, METAR. 6. Which type of observation is an unscheduled observation? Aviation Selected Special Weather Reports, SPECI. 7. METAR observations should be taken at least once every how many minutes? 60. 8. Which form is used to record manual weather observations? Surface Weather Report Form, Charlie November, Mike Oscar Charlie, 3140/12. 9. Manual weather observations recorded on CNMOC 3140/12 should reflect only those conditions seen or reliably reported from the usual point of observation, and, unless otherwise specified, must have occurred within how many minutes prior to the standard time of the observation? 15. Chapter 7. Wind Observations. 1. Wind speed is the rate of horizontal flow of air past a given point, measured in what? Whole knots. 2. Gusts are defined as rapid fluctuations in wind speed, with a variation of how many knots or more between peaks and lulls. 10. 3. For reporting purposes, the term squall is applied to any sudden onset in which the wind speed increases at least 16 knots and is sustained at how many or more knots for at least 1 minute. 22. 4. What is the angle between true north and magnetic north? Magnetic variation. 5. Peak wind speed is the highest instantaneous wind speed observed. For reporting purposes, the highest instantaneous wind speed observed that exceeds how many knots since the last meter? 25. 6. The wind direction may be considered variable if during the 2-minute evaluation period the wind is 6 knots or less, or during the 2-minute evaluation period the wind direction fluctuates by how many degrees or more and the wind speed is greater than 6 knots. 60. 7. A wind shift can be defined as a change in wind direction of 45 degrees or more, which takes place in less than 15 minutes and has sustained winds of how many or more knots throughout the wind shift? 10. 8. Wind direction can most easily be determined by analyzing the high-resolution ASOS data if available. If not available, obtain wind direction from a digital readout, a direct dial indicator, or vane indicator by averaging the observed wind direction over a how many minute interval. 2. 9. Which scale can be used as a guide in estimating wind speed if no backup instrument is available? Beaufort. 10. What is the Beaufort scale number assigned for a light breeze? 2. Chapter 8, Visibility Observations. 1. What is a measure of the opacity of the atmosphere and is expressed in terms of the horizontal distance at which you are able to see and identify specified objects? Visibility. 2. Which type of visibility is defined as the greatest visibility equaled or exceeded throughout at least half the horizon circle, which does not necessarily have to be continuous? Prevailing. 3. Which type of visibility is defined as the prevailing visibility determined from the usual point of observation? Surface. 4. Which type of visibility is defined as the visibility in a specified direction that represents at least a 45-degree arc portion of the horizon circle? Sector. 5. Variable prevailing visibility is a condition when the prevailing visibility is less than how many miles and rapidly increasing or decreasing by half a statute mile or more during the period of observation. 3. 6. Tower visibility will be evaluated whenever the prevailing or tower visibility is how many miles or less and the tower visibility differs from the prevailing visibility. 4. 7. Which unit of measurement shall be used to report visibility in the U.S.? Statute miles. 8. ATC personnel must report all changes of one or more reportable values to the weather station personnel when the prevailing visibility at the tower or the surface is less than how many miles? 4. 9. METOC personnel must encode the tower visibility in the METAR or what else? SPECI. 10. When the visibility is not uniform in all directions, divide the horizon circle into arcs or sectors that have uniform visibility and represent at least 1/8 of the horizon circle. How many degrees? 45. 11. If the prevailing visibility rapidly increases and decreases by one or more reportable values during the period of evaluation and the prevailing is less than how many miles, the visibility is considered to be variable. 3. Chapter 9, Weather Phenomena Observations. 1. Which term is defined as any water particles that fall from the atmosphere and reach the ground, technically hydrometers? Precipitation. 2. How many forms of precipitation are there? 3. Drizzle is defined as uniform precipitation composed exclusively of fine drops, diameter less than 0.02 inch, or how many millimeters, very close together. 0.5. 4. What is defined as precipitation of liquid water particles generally in the form of drops larger than 0.02 inch or 0.5 millimeters? Rain. 5. Snow is defined as frozen precipitation composed of opaque crystals, mostly branched in the form of six-pointed stars. At temperatures higher than about how many degrees, the crystals are generally clustered to form snowflakes. 23 degrees Fahrenheit. 6. Snow grains usually fall in small quantities, mostly from which type of clouds, and never as showers? Stratus. 7. Snow pellets' diameters range from about 2 to how many millimeters? 5. 8. How many main types of ice pellets are there? 2. 9. What is defined as precipitation in the form of small balls or other pieces of solid ice falling separately or frozen together in irregular lumps? Hail, Golf Romeo. 10. Except where noted, obscurations are reported when the prevailing visibility is less than how many miles or considered operationally significant. 7. Chapter 10, Sky Condition Observations. 1. Automated stations shall have the capability to evaluate sky condition from the surface to at least how many feet? 12,000. 2. A complete evaluation of sky condition includes how many items? 6. 3. Which term is defined as that portion of the sky that would be visible provided there was an unobstructed view of the horizon in all directions from the observation site? Celestial dome. 4. Which term is defined as the lower boundary of the observed sky or the upper outline of terrestrial objects, including nearby natural obstructions such as trees and hills? Horizon. 5. Which term is defined as a visible accumulation of minute water droplets and/or ice particles suspended in the atmosphere above the Earth's surface? Cloud. 6. Which type of phenomena is defined as any collection of particles, such as fog, haze, and smoke, either aloft or in contact with the Earth, which are discernible to the observer? Obscuring. 7. Which term is defined as clouds and/or obscuring phenomena, not necessarily all of the same type, whose bases are at the same level? Layer. 8. Layer amount is defined as the amount of sky cover at a given level expressed in what? Eighths. 9. Which principle is the basis by which sky cover classifications are made? Summation. 10. No layer can be assigned a sky cover less than a lower layer, and no sky cover can be greater than what? 8 out of 8. Chapter 11, Temperature and Dew Point Observations. 1. Which type of temperature is defined as a measure of the average kinetic energy of the molecules of the surrounding air, not affected by radiant heat from objects or other outside influences such as exhausts? Ambient. 2. Dry bulb temperature is defined as the ambient temperature as indicated by a hygrothermometer and regular thermometer or the dry bulb of which type of device? Psychrometer. 3. Which type of temperature is defined as the temperature an air parcel would have if cooled to saturation at constant pressure by evaporation of water into it? Wet bulb. 4. Which term is defined as the mathematical difference between the wet and dry bulb readings? Wet bulb depression. 5. Which term is defined as the temperature to which a given parcel of air must be cooled at constant pressure and constant water vapor content in order for saturation to occur? Dew point. 6. Which term is defined as the ratio, expressed as a percentage, of the actual vapor pressure of the air to the saturation vapor pressure, usually calculated from temperature and dew point? Relative humidity. 7. What provides an indication of the temperature a human feels when heat and humidity are combined? Heat Index, Hotel India. 8. Exposure to direct sunlight can increase the heat index by up to how many degrees? 15 degrees Fahrenheit. 9. Which index is primarily used by the military to provide a sense of the risks associated with hot weather and takes into account the additional heat stress due to radiation? Wet bulb, globe temperature, whiskey bravo, golf tango. 10. Air motion accelerates the rate of heat transfer from a human body to the surrounding atmosphere, especially when temperatures are below which temperature? 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Chapter 12, Pressure Observations. 1. Field elevation is the officially designated field elevation of an airfield expressed in feet above mean sea level. Which area is it calculated for? Landing. 2. Which type of elevation is the officially designated height above sea level adopted as the reference point to which station pressure pertains? Station. 3. which type of pressure is defined as the force exerted by the atmosphere at a given point. Atmospheric. 4. Barometric pressure is defined as the atmospheric pressure measured by a barometer. What may be used by designated stations to convert measured pressure to the desired pressure parameter? Constants. 5. Which type of pressure shall be determined by adjusting the corrected barometric pressure to compensate for the difference between the height of the barometer and the designated station elevation? Station. 6. Which type of pressure is defined as the atmospheric pressure at mean sea level? Sea level. 7. Which term is defined as the pressure value to which an aircraft altimeter scale is set so it will indicate the altitude above mean sea level of the aircraft on the ground at the location for which the pressure value was determined? Altimeter setting, Alpha Lima, Sierra Tango Golf. 8. Which term is defined as a hypothetical vertical distribution of atmospheric temperature, pressure, and density, which, by international agreement, is considered to be representative of the atmosphere for pressure altimeter calibrations and other purposes? Standard atmosphere. 9. Approximately how many inches of mercury are equal to one standard atmosphere? 29.92. 10. Pressure altitude is the indicated altitude of a pressure altimeter at an altitude setting of how many inches of mercury? 29.92. Chapter 13, Coding and Dissemination. 1. How many major sections do METAR SPECI reports have? 2. Up to how many groups can the body of METAR SPECI reports consist of? 11. 3. What is the code format for the station identifier in the body of METAR SPECI reports? CCCC, Charlie, 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 Charlie. 4. The body of the METAR has the basic information on how many types of observed weather elements. 6. 5. METAR and SPECI remarks fall into how many different categories? 2. 6. Which series should be consulted for the detailed list of authorized contractions for remarks on METAR and SPECI reports? FAA Order 7340.1. 7. What is the first element and shall be included in all reports? Type. 8. A list of approved station identifiers can be found in which series? FAA Manual 7350. 9. The date and time group on METAR and SPECI reports shall always be suffixed with which capital letter to indicate UTC. Z, Zulu. 10. The true direction from which the wind is blowing, DDD, shall be coded in tens of degrees using how many figures? 3. Chapter 14, Entries on the Surface Weather Report Form. 1. What is the Naval Surface Weather Observation Form Number? Mike Foxtrot, 3140/12. 2. Non-certified trainees or observers may make entries on the Naval Surface Weather Observation Form under the immediate supervision of a certified observer who assumes responsibility for the validity of the entries by initialing in which column. 23. 3. Explain briefly the reasons for any missing data on the Naval Surface Weather Observation Form in which block. Block 43. 4. When an observation is taken late, but within how many minutes of the standard time of report, and no appreciable changes have occurred since the standard time, enter the report in black and transmit it using the actual time of report. 15. 5. Which column of the Naval Surface Weather Observation Form does the type of report go in? Column 1. 6. Which column of the Naval Surface Weather Observation Form does the time of report go in? Column 2. 7. Which column of the Naval Surface Weather Observation Form does the wind direction go in? Column 3. 8. Which column of the Naval Surface Weather Observation Form does the wind speed go in? Column 4. 9. Which column of the Naval Surface Weather Observation Form do wind gusts go in? Column 5. 10. Which column of the Naval Surface Weather Observation Form does wind variability go in? Column 6. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.